Hey humans,
want to optimize your cardiovascular health with real data? SciFox Health offers the easiest, most affordable blood biomarker testing kits. Test 17 key biomarkers like cholesterol, ApoB, and hemoglobin A1C from the comfort of your own home and get results at your fingertips in just a few days. Get 20% off at SciFoxHealth.com/Yami. Know your biomarkers and live healthier.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, you know, there's a reason why the Jews and the Jains and the Hindus and the Muslims and the Buddhists and the Christians all have a tradition about fasting, both for health as well as, you know, mental aspects. When you fast, it's very difficult for it not to have a profound effect on how you feel about yourself and the world around you. So it's just one of those benefits that occur without being exogenously driven as a natural consequence of fasting. I think that's why every major religion has a tradition associated with the use of fasting.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human.
Well, hello, humans. Thank you for joining me today. I am your host, Dr. Yami, and it is my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing this episode. It helps us grow this podcast. To be human means to succumb to the pleasure trap of the world around us and to indulge to the point of chronic disease. And it also means to make the deliberate choice to apply the ancient wisdom of water-only fasting to restore and maintain health. Dr. Alan Goldhammer is back again to tell us what we all need to hear and to tell us about his newest book, Can Fasting Save Your Life? Dr. Goldhammer has been the director of the True North Health Center for over 40 years, where he has supervised the fasting and care of over 40,000 patients with a variety of health challenges, including high blood pressure, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, and lymphoma. He is the co-author of The Pleasure Trap and his newest book, Can Fasting Save Your Life? And in this episode, we talk about why this book is out now, what it is based upon, all of the years of experience and research at the True North Health Center, what he hopes people will learn from this book, why he thinks there's not more fasting centers in the United States, and why it's not regularly prescribed by other healthcare providers for the treatment and prevention of chronic disease. I get his opinion on GLP-1 agonists and how he thinks that's going to affect some of these types of therapies like water-only fasting, what conditions he wishes more people would come to True North Health Center to treat, the enhanced sensory experience that occurs with fasting and how it can benefit patients, visceral fat and subcutaneous fat threshold, and we talk about muscle loss. Is lean muscle loss significant when we go through water-only fasting? We talk about cases that have healed that surprise Dr. Goldhammer, and how doctors and other medical providers can learn how to supervise prolonged water-only fasting safely. It's a fantastic episode. You know, Dr. Goldhammer is an excellent speaker. He does a really good job answering the questions, and he tells it like it is. So I know that you're going to appreciate this episode. I hope that you will share it. I really hope that more people will learn about the power of fasting and just the power of changing your diet and lifestyle, how you can take control of your health and your life and feel better so that these years on earth, you can enjoy, you can have the well-being, the health and longevity that you deserve and that you desire. Thank you again for being here. I hope that you have a very fantastic day. And now let's welcome Dr. Alan Goldhammer. The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional. Dr. Alan Goldhammer, welcome back to the show. What a pleasure to have you today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, congratulations on your newest book, Can Fasting Save Your Life? I read it this weekend. It's fantastic. I think it's just the right amount, to the point, but I love how it also highlights some amazing stories of healing that happened at True North Health Center. So I'm really interested to get into it, but you founded True North Health Center in 1984. You've supervised the fasting and care of over 25,000 patients since then. So why write this book now?
Well, you know, the book is the accumulation of the 22 papers that we've published in the peer-reviewed literature. And it brings together the information that we've learned over the last 40 years in doing fasting, and also the information that's available from others that are also publishing in this area of fasting now. It was written in a way that was accessible to the average reader, but also, I think, compelling enough that physicians that might be somewhat skeptical of the role of diet and fasting in health would be convinced that there's something to it. So it gives the reader the information they need to understand how and why to do fasting. And also it gives the information to their doctors, the information they need to help guide them in terms of laboratory testing and interpreting symptoms that may come up during fasting.
Yeah, I agree, because I feel like it covers things that other books I've never seen covered. So I really appreciate that. What do you hope people will learn from this book in particular?
Well, they should be able to learn that fasting can be both safe and effective, and that there's really quite a bit of compelling information showing that the health compromises you see so commonly today are the result of dietary excess. People eat too much, they get fat, and part of that fat is visceral fat, and visceral fat is the fat that tends to accumulate around the belly in the organs, and it acts like a tumor. It's hypermetabolic, it's hypertrophic, it gives off inflammatory products, and it contributes to things like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, autoimmune diseases. These diseases are treated as if they're separate entities. I mean, you have to go to different doctors to even be diagnosed and treated for these supposedly different diseases, when in reality, they all have something very much in common. They're all the results of dietary excess, the results of a visceral fat and its inflammatory components. These diseases used to be called the diseases of kings because it was only the wealthy elite kings that would commonly get them. And now they're ubiquitous because people are being exposed to excessively concentrated or hyperconcentrated foods.
Yeah, it's way too easy to access. It's way too easy to just walk down the street. Actually, you'd have to walk anymore. You could just order it on your phone.
And then once you recognize that these diseases that we're seeing are a result of dietary excess, as particularly visceral fat, then you realize that fasting has a very important role. That fasting, this biological adaptation where the human body changes from burning primarily glucose to burning ketones, or more specifically, beta-hydroxybutyric acid, allows the body to preferentially mobilize this visceral fat, eliminate it, reduce the inflammation, heal the gut leakage, make the changes necessary for people to actually manage their conditions without the pills and potions and surgeries that are so common.
Which is amazing, because most people have no clue that that can even happen. That's not ever even been presented to them as an option. Why are there not more fasting centers in the United States? I mean, you've been going for so long, one of the only ones that I know about in the United States. Why is fasting not regularly prescribed by healthcare providers for the treatment and prevention of chronic disease?
Well, I think it's only in the last few years that ourselves and others have been publishing in peer-reviewed journals the outcomes, the safety data, the clinical outcome results. This book, Confessing Savior Your Life, has only been out for a few weeks. So I think that as more people become more aware of the information, there will be more opportunities for people to undergo this type of this kind of therapy. Right now, I know there's a tremendous interest in pharmaceutical companies trying to come up with what are called fasting mimicking drugs, drugs that would do to the body what fasting does, but without having to actually do the fasting in a form that they could sell.
Yes, which is my next question. Right now, we're seeing such a popularity arise of the GLP-1 agonists, and it seems like a lot of people are able to access them. It feels like, quote, a miracle drug. Do you think that these kinds of pharmaceuticals will make it even less likely for people to hear about or try fasting?
Well, these drugs are miracle drugs in the sense that they're tremendously expensive. You have to take them the rest of your life, and it'll be a while before the side effects and consequences of their use become readily apparent, just like it has been all the previous miracle drugs that have come out before, and that'll end up creating all kinds of new secondary problems and difficulties. It's starting to happen now with these, but it'll take a while. But in the meantime, they'll make billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, giving people what they want, not necessarily what they need. What they want is to be able to lose weight without actually having to get on a health-promoting diet and lifestyle. What they need is learning how to escape the dietary pleasure trap so they can get well. The reality is that people are addicts. They're addicted to the artificial stimulation of dopamine in their brain that comes from the chemicals added to their food. Those chemicals being salt, oil, and sugar. Salt, oil, and sugar aren't actually food. They're hyperconcentrated food byproducts added back to food that stimulate dopamine, induce pleasure, but can create an addictive type response. And that's why 72% of the adults in the United States are overweight or obese. And that's why there's so much demand for magic pill drugs, which may provide good short-term clinical results without necessarily providing good long-term health-promoting outcomes.
Yeah, because you're right that it doesn't get to the root cause. And as soon as you stop taking the medication, you're right back to where you started with the same habits and behaviors usually.
Well, we know under conventional medical treatment, there's a 99.99% failure rate in, for example, people with BMIs over 40 trying to lose weight and keep it off. And there's a 95% failure rate under any methodology for people trying to lose weight and keep it off. And the reality is that it's because they're trying to do everything except actually get rid of the salt, oil, and sugar that are fooling the brain and allowing the body to overeat. You don't see obesity in wild animals unless they're given access to highly processed foods. You don't see obesity in humans unless they're given access to highly processed foods.
What conditions do you wish people came to the True North Health Center to treat?
Well, you know, we're in a unique position at the True North Health Center because there's more people that are interested in getting well than we're able to accommodate in our 75-bed facility. So we're able to kind of cherry pick out the people that we expect to have the best outcomes. And interestingly enough, the people that have the best outcomes with fasting are those that have conditions associated with dietary excess. So obesity, particularly visceral fat, high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and some forms of cancer, including lymphoma. So most of the patients we have are driven by those particular conditions, or another class of patients are healthy people that have decided they want to stay healthy so that they can make the last 20 years of their life the best years, instead of finding themselves unable to talk or move, lying in some nursing home bed waiting for people to change their diaper. They're interested in living a full life and then having a good death when they go to bed one night and don't wake up, rather than having all those years of debility. And we believe that a health-promoting diet, exercise, and periodic fasting, whether it's every day for 12 to 16 hours through intermittent fasting or time-restricted feeding, and then occasionally a longer fast, as we describe in Confessing Savior Your Life, may actually be the key to allowing people to live a good life and have a good, healthy life expectancy.
Tell me a little bit more about the enhanced sensory experience that occurs during fasting and how it can benefit patients.
Well, you know, there's a reason why the Jews and the Jains and the Hindus and the Muslims and the Buddhists and the Christians all have a tradition about fasting, both for health as well as, you know, mental aspects. When you fast, it's very difficult for it not to have a profound effect on how you feel about yourself and the world around you. So it's just one of those benefits that occur without being exogenously driven as a natural consequence of fasting. I think that's why every major religion has a tradition associated with the use of fasting.
And also, one thing that you find that benefits the patients there is that things taste better after you fast for a while. So especially if you have been used to the standard American diet with the high salt, sugar, oils, after you fast for a while, just plain old vegetables taste really good.
Well, one of the studies we did was actually on this issue of taste neuroadaptation, taste sensitivity. We actually demonstrated that your perception of salt and sweet changes with fasting, a hedonic response to food changes. And we've got some good data showing both short-term and long-term improvement in dietary adherence after fasting. And as you said, it helps make good food taste better. When people are addicted to the artificial stimulation of salt, oil, and sugar, healthy foods are not appealing. And so it gets difficult to get adherence in patients. If you eat a healthy diet for a while, you do start to adapt. It takes, for example, an average of about a month on a low-salt diet to adapt to a low-sodium diet. It takes about 3 months to adapt to a low-fat diet. But with fasting, that transition process seems to be sped up quite dramatically.
I see this in children all the time. Parents complain that when their kids come to the table to eat a meal, they don't want to eat. They don't want to eat their vegetables. But one thing that they leave out is how the child has been snacking all day, drinking juice, drinking milk all day. So they come to the table, they're not hungry. So if you're not hungry, you don't really have a desire to eat anything healthy. Once we take away all those snacks and all that extra food and just have water in between meals, the children tend to come to the table with an appetite, and they actually might try some of those foods. So even in children, we already see this in place.
Well, that's because we work really hard to create addiction in our children. You know, we try to turn them into little salt, sugar, and fat addicts, and we're doing a good job of it. And that's why obesity is epidemic, and that's why diabetes and other conditions are affecting children at younger and younger ages. The good news is it's going to get a lot worse. So today, it won't seem so bad by comparison what we're looking at today.
So we should be grateful today is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, enjoy it today because it's definitely going to get a lot worse before the crisis happens and people maybe eventually see a turnaround.
Yeah. Tell me more about visceral fat. Why is visceral fat so bad? And can you tell us more about this personal subcutaneous fat threshold?
So the idea is that the body is involved in an environment of scarcity. It wants to store fat to survive a period of vulnerability. And as a consequence, it does everything it can to get you to eat as much as you can whenever you can and store as much fat as you can so that when spring comes late, you'll survive. The reality is we don't live in an environment of scarcity anymore. And so when we give ourselves exposure to these artificially stimulating foods, the refined carbohydrates, the oils, the fried foods, et cetera, our body is doing its job of trying to help us store fat. When we store more fat than we would normally have resources for, we store it as visceral fat. The body's so concerned about basically adapting to what it thinks is going to be an environment of scarcity. You know, that's how its basic programming is set up. This visceral fat that tends to accumulate around the organs in the belly happens to have hypertrophic and hypermetabolic effects, and it gives off inflammatory products. It's essentially acting like a tumor. So a person that has, say, 20 pounds of extra adipose tissue on their body, on average, they're going to have around 10% of that as visceral fat. And that visceral fat's essentially like saying you have a 2-pound tumor. So if you went up to a patient and said, look, you have a 2-pound tumor in your abdomen that's giving off all kinds of inflammatory products and putting you at risk for dying from these premature death and debility, they would be naturally concerned. And essentially, that's what you're doing. People think of obesity as being a cosmetic issue rather than a major health risk issue. Even during the recent pandemics, we talked about, you know, all kinds of risk factors, except probably the biggest risk factor besides age, which is obesity. The more fat you have, the more visceral fat you have, the higher your probability was of dying from any infectious disease, but including, say, COVID-19. But we didn't talk about that because that would be considered blaming the victim. And when you have 72% of people overweight or obese, you know, the feeling is, what are you going to do about it? And so it was basically ignored. And so instead of taking that opportunity to encourage people to adopt healthy diet and lifestyles, reduce the excess fat and visceral fat, reduce our risk factors, you know, people just kept eating more and more highly processed foods. And, you know, I think made the problem even worse.
And when it comes to this personal subcutaneous fat threshold, there are some people that may appear lean on the outside, but actually because their threshold is lower, they accumulate more visceral fat than someone who may have a larger body size. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, you can have a person that's not big, but still has a high percent body fat, particularly people that are not able to or not taking advantage of the ability to move around and exercise and get normal activity, or that they may be not necessarily eating substantially excess calories, but the nature of the foods that they're eating may not be desirable. And so they may have a higher propensity to store fat. There's also stress issues. For example, you know, when you introduce people to too high a level of stress hormones, whether it's exogenously or endogenously, that's not a good thing. And people now have an opportunity to worry about a lot of things they wouldn't have maybe worried about in the past. I'm always encouraging my patients to focus on the things they might actually be able to do something about. There's so many things you have absolutely no control over. Worrying about those things doesn't help you. It doesn't help anybody else. And so try to refocus that. For example, maybe we shouldn't be watching the news every single day. You know, maybe, you know, once a year, once a month, something like that. Because there's so much dramatization that takes place that, again, you have no control over. So people get worried about things that and create a lot of stress that perhaps isn't really productive.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually never watch the news. I've done that for several years, and so far it's been okay.
September 29th is World Heart Day to raise awareness of the number one global cause of death, cardiovascular disease. We know that two critical risk factors for the development of cardiovascular disease are high cholesterol and diabetes. But so many people are living with high cholesterol and elevated blood sugars without a clue. If you want to live a longer, healthier life, it is essential to know your numbers so that you can take control of your health and make changes as needed. But we all know that getting labs is not an easy task. First, you have to see your doctor. Then they have to order the labs. Then you go to the lab and hope they can draw your blood without too much pain. And then wait for results. Once you have the results, you may not even know what they mean. What if there was a better way? SciFox Health has pioneered a novel approach to create the most comprehensive, most convenient, and least expensive at-home blood test on the market. They are the easiest, most affordable way to check your blood biomarkers. They give you the ability to test 17 critical blood biomarkers in a single at-home kit. It's easy to use and offered at an incredibly low price. It's clinically accurate, and you don't need a doctor's order to obtain it. If you want to decrease your risk of cardiovascular disease, there are several key biomarkers that can give you a picture of your cardiovascular and metabolic health. The SciFox Health Kit includes total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, ApoB, apolipoprotein A1, and hemoglobin A1c. ApoB is now being recognized as an important indicator of cardiovascular health, and most people have never had this blood test measured. SciFox Health reports are not just raw data. The team at SciFox created a unique scoring system called the Axes of Wellness that spans different health and lifestyle categories, such as inflammation, metabolic, and cardiovascular health. With this, they take the guesswork out of interpreting your results and empower you with actionable insights to improve your wellness. You can view your results in your secure dashboard, which includes personalized recommendations. It's very easy and convenient. Your kit is mailed directly to your home. Then you open your kit and simply follow the instructions. You supply just a few drops of blood and mail it back in a prepaid envelope. And incredibly, you get your results in a few days. It really is that simple. You don't need to drive anywhere or call the doctor's office repeatedly to get results. It's affordable and you have actionable data at your fingertips. Before I completed my first SciFox Health Kit, I had never had my ApoB measured, and I was so glad to have this piece of data about my cardiovascular health. SciFox Health is the easiest, most affordable way to routinely check your blood biomarkers and stay on top of your health. I'm so excited to be working with SciFox Health. Visit scifoxhealth.com/yami to get 20% off to test your blood at home and begin working toward a healthier you. That's scifoxhealth.com/yami. If you're obsessed with real-time data and want to know what's going on with your metabolism, you'll want to try Lumen. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. On the app, it tells you if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. It can also track your cycle as well as the onset of menopause and adjust your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off cravings. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning, and you'll know whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. Then Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Listen up. Metabolic health matters. Most chronic diseases that are preventable with diet and lifestyle habits are caused by dysfunctions in metabolism. When you have a healthy metabolism, you feel better and you perform better. You have improved sleep, healthy weight maintenance, and enough energy to do the activities that you love. I'm getting back on my routine after celebrating my birthday for a few weeks, and I'm using my Lumen to get back into my fasting regimen. I use my Lumen every morning upon waking, and it really helps me stay on track. The insights you get from Lumen can be very helpful for those trying to optimize their energy levels, sleep, or those using intermittent fasting to reach their health goals. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me/DrYami to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/DrYami for 15% off your purchase. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode. Well, it's official. Back to school season has begun. Why does it always seem to sneak up on me? We are now in the whirlwind of drop-offs and pickups, sport practices, and parent volunteer hours. There is so much to do all the time. That's why I'm really glad we have ways to keep eating healthy even when the schedule is bursting at the seams. If you want to ensure that you will be able to put delicious and nutritious meals on the table during the busy school fall season, I highly recommend Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited processed ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. You get to choose from 80-plus flavor-packed options that allow you to take back time in the kitchen with dinner ready in 30 minutes. Here's the best part. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, as well as some produce that comes already pre-chopped, as well as custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are very simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. Green Chef takes the stress out of cooking. The recipes are easy to follow and everything you need is included, so even less experienced cooks in your house can prepare a delicious home-cooked meal. I appreciate the variety of plant-based meals available. This week we had curry-spiced sweet potato wraps, mushroom artichoke and pesto flatbreads, and spicy peanut and veggie sesame rice bowls. Those were extremely delicious. The recipes are so yummy and approved by the whole family. I love that they include lots of veggies for a delicious and nutritious meal. The vegan meal kits are hearty, so you don't have to worry that you'll go hungry. And now you have the option to double your portion of protein or veggies, and you can swap to a plant-based protein like organic tofu or tempeh. We have loved using Green Chef in our household. If you want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table, look no further than Green Chef. And now, take your healthy routine further with 2x the support. You get to select from Green Chef's healthiest menu ever and access thousands of top-rated gyms and fitness studios worldwide from ClassPass. For a limited time, new Green Chef subscribers will also receive 50 free credits to use at ClassPass, about a month's worth of membership. Go to greenchef.com/IamHumanClass for 50% off your first box, plus 50 free credits with ClassPass. That's code IAMHUMANCLASS at greenchef.com/IAMHUMANCLASS to get 50% off your first box plus 50 free ClassPass credits. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. Renting from Armoire is perfect for me because I love fashion. I get bored easily. I love to try new things with low commitment, and I'm also a minimalist who is budget conscious. Clothing rental just makes sense. It's so fun. You get to try new styles that you may not be brave enough to buy and keep forever, and your wardrobe stays fresh and updated. We live in a small old house with tiny closets that get cluttered easily. But I love clothes. I don't want to compromise. I want to look cute and feel great, and with clothing rental, it's a win-win. My first shipment of rental items arrived quickly, and all my items were neatly folded, clean, and ready to wear. The first item I tried on was a pair of overalls from Wild Fang, and I've already worn them 3 times because they're adorable and so soft and comfy. Today, I'm wearing a beautiful floral linen wrap dress from Yumi Kim, and I feel so feminine. It's really elevated my mood. I have 4 more items to try this week, including some cute corduroy wide leg ankle pants, a pair of super wide leg jeans, a sophisticated midi dress, and a puffy sleeve V-neck sweater. Getting dressed in the morning is exciting, and I feel great all day. There are so many reasons to try Armoire. First and foremost, you'll always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. It's affordable. They have many plans to choose from, depending on how often you'd like to swap out your outfits, but it could actually save you money in the long run. It's sustainable. You no longer have to feel bad about only wearing an outfit once, letting it sit in your closet for years until you finally donate it. It also feels good to support a company that is women-founded and women-led. And finally, Armoire can help you define your personal style. It gives you recommendations based on your body type and what you already like, but it also gives you the freedom to explore different styles you may not otherwise buy. If you've never tried something like this before but feel intrigued, I recommend that you give it a try. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Yami. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/DRYAMI, to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about some of the things that people worry about when it comes to fasting. And one of it is lean muscle loss. And actually, yes, I've heard a lot about this recently with some high profile people saying that they no longer support fasting because of the lean muscle loss. So can you speak to that a little bit?
Fortunately, we've done a study on this very issue. We brought in a DEXA scanner for 2 years, and we did a very exhaustive study looking at what happens to body composition of people in fasting. It's well detailed in our book, Can Fasting Save Your Life? And basically, for example, if you fast people a couple weeks, on average, they're going to lose about 10% of their total body weight, 20% of their total fat, and interestingly enough, 40% of their visceral fat, and about 6% of lean tissue. But what's interesting at follow-up, at 6 weeks follow-up, on average, those people, is that 6% of lean tissue will be recovered and then some. So the as a percentage of their body mass, their lean mass is actually higher at follow-up after fasting than it was at baseline. What continues to come off is fat. So you lose weight during fasting, you gain weight during refeeding, that the weight you regain after fasting is water, fiber, glycogen, and protein. It's not fat. We clearly demonstrated the fat loss continues. Now, the caveat is you have to eat a healthy diet. If you go back to greasy, fatty, slimy, dead, decaying, flesh, highly processed foods, yes, you can get fat again. And maybe even easier in the sense that now your digestive absorption is healthier. You know, you've had a lot of improvements there. So, but the idea that the old wives' tales that, oh, you're going to lose muscle and gain fat and your body composition is going to deteriorate, that's absolutely not been what the data actually shows.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And I like how you emphasize that, because what I say about fasting too is you're cleaning house, you're remodeling, you want to take out the old stuff and you want to bring in high quality building blocks to rebuild. You don't want to just go back to that, highly processed, ultra processed food.
Well, that's why we have a requirement of half the length of the fast refeeding in a controlled setting. So if a person has a 20-day fast, we also have a 10-day feeding recovery. And what that does is you allow progressive refeeding establish new habits, grow the right microbiome by creating soluble fiber to grow the thousand strain of bacteria that are supposed to populate the gut, rather than the bacteria that, or the organisms that are producing things like TMA, which is common in meat eaters. You know, you have a trillion creatures living in your gut, living organisms swimming around, drinking, eating, and defecating inside you. And what they poo in you depends on what you feed them. So if you feed them plant-based soluble fibers, you're going to have a thousand strain of organisms working together to protect you from various issues producing fertilizer like vitamin K. You feed them meat, fish, fowl, eggs, dairy products, oil, salt, and sugar, you're going to have different organisms and different poo, including high levels of TMA, which put you at risk for heart disease and other problems. So it matters a lot what you shove in your mouth, because that's what's going to feed the organisms living in your gut. And when you think about it, if you divide a human being into, say, human cells versus non-human cells, protozoa, bacteria, viruses, there's more non-human cells than there are human cells making up the average person. So these organisms are really important to your health. And one of the exciting things about fasting is that it tends to have a big turnover in the gut microbiome. So there's a big die-off. And then when you put the right foods in carefully after fasting, you can recultivate a healthier microbiome. And that seems to make a big difference for patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and a depression and anxiety and all these other conditions that seem to be kind of gut-mediated and microbiome-mediated, including a lot of the women's health-related issues where estradiol doesn't convert to estriol and excrete, so estradiol pulls and people get fibrocystic breast disease, dysmenorrhea, menorrhagia, PCOS, all these related conditions that seem to respond so well to fasting. One of the mechanisms may be improvement in the gut microbiome that allows for better processing of so many of these hormone-related factors.
That's so fascinating. I definitely, more and more studies are coming out supporting fasting for the gut microbiome, which in some ways feels counterintuitive, but in some ways also makes sense because you're almost starving off those bad organisms and then refeeding the good ones. What experience do you have with food sensitivities and fasting and the gut microbiome? Do you see that some people that come to a True North Health Center come in, they're sensitive to a bunch of things and then that gets better? Have you ever experienced that?
Well, we see a lot of people with environmental illness and food allergies and whatnot. And one of the things that happens is with fasting is, of course, you eliminate a lot of the inflammation of those tight junctions in the gut. So you can eliminate gut leakage. And that's been demonstrated by looking at biomarkers from zonulin on down. So getting rid of the gut leakage is good. And then getting rid of the oxidative damage from the greasy, fatty, slimy, dead, decaying flesh, highly processed, refined carbohydrates that create the inflammation and the visceral fat that create the inflammation seems to be helpful as well. So many of these patients do exceptionally well, but they still have to go on a whole plant food SOS-free diet. They can't go back to all the highly processed foods and expect to sustain the long-term results, because just like you're not curing obesity and you're not curing high blood pressure and you're not curing cancer, you're managing them. You're managing them by giving the body a health-promoting diet and lifestyle so the body can do what it does best, and that's heal itself.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. One of the sentences that I caught at the beginning of the book mentioned metaphysical experiences during fasting. What does that mean? And what have patients experienced?
Well, again, you know, I don't think anybody that fasts for any significant period of time doesn't experience some profound mental impact as well as physical impact. You know, it's kind of hard to fast without getting some of those benefits. And it does vary from person to person. But as I said before, there's a reason why every major religion incorporates fasting as a part of their traditions from the American Indians on down. And so, you know, again, we are a physical health related institution. We're not a psycho-spiritual institution. Our focus is on, you know, health and healthful living. But again, we can't help but observe those changes, even though we're not trying to direct them and don't pretend to understand. You know, we don't know how to get into heaven or what the right pathways are to enlightenment. But we do know that if you want to get healthy, it means healthy living. And healthy living involves diet, sleep, exercise, and we believe fasting.
I love that. Is there a case that healed with fasting that surprised even you?
Well, I have to admit, I'm just surprised every day. You know, we have Grand Rounds meeting every week where we go over all the active patients. And I'm such a natural cynic and skeptic that I'm constantly thinking, oh my gosh, it's still working. You know, it just seems too good to be true that something as simple as fasting and diet and lifestyle change can have such a profound effect on a wide variety of problems. But, you know, we've published dozens of papers or case reports in the medical literature. And now we're beginning to publish case series as well. And it is truly impressive. For example, high blood pressure, the leading contributing cause of death and disability in industrialized societies. We have a study, we took 174 consecutive patients with high blood pressure, and 174 people ended up with normal pressure enough to eliminate the need for medication. We have the largest effects that have ever been shown in the scientific literature in treating hypertension, with an average effect size of 60 points in stage 3 hypertension. We've been treating lymphoma, a type of lymph cancer, stage 3, stage 4 lymphomas, and these conditions are responding well. We've just published a case series with long-term follow-up, including 10-year follow-up data, showing that people not only get well, but they can stay well. We did a study recently with our colleagues from the Mayo Clinic, looking at 29 patients with stage two hypertension, and 28 of those 29 people were able to completely normalize pressure without medication. One patient required half dose. But what was exciting in this study is we followed those patients at a year, and 75% of the follow-up patients at 1 year had been able to maintain their weight loss and their normal blood pressure in drug-free state. So it shows people can not only get well with fasting, but they can stay well with a health-promoting diet. Now, granted, these are highly motivated, self-selected people. Maybe the average person on the street wouldn't be willing to do dangerous and radical things like eat well and exercise and go to bed on time, let alone fast. But for those that really are serious about maximizing their health, fasting can have a really profound impact.
I love that you say that you're acidic and every day you're just like, wow, this stuff is amazing. I mean, that's cool to be like, you know, to have that pleasant surprise every single day.
I've been doing it for 40 years. I've had 25,000 patients. We have this residency and internship program for doctors that come in and train. And the most common comment of the doctors is, wow, I've never seen this condition get well before. So, you know, the truth is treating, say, high blood pressure, which virtually everybody comes good. In traditional practice, they never come good. In fact, your doctor will tell you, take these drugs. They're going to have side effects like chronic cough, fatigue, impotence, and possibly death. But we promise you, if you take your drugs exactly like they're prescribed, you'll never get well. You'll be sick the rest of your life, and you'll be on these drugs forever.
Yeah, that's the truth. So how can doctors and other medical providers learn how to supervise prolonged water-only
fasting? Well, the first thing to do is get our book, Can Fasting Save Your Life? Because the information you need to know is there. The charts, the graphs, the interpretation of the literature, as well as the narrative. And Dr. Myers, our director of research here, has a really good skill, as you know from reading the book, of taking what can be somewhat complex scientific material and making it accessible and understandable. So read the book. If you're really serious about doing this with patients, one option is to participate in our internship and residency program. Our 501c3 nonprofit True North Health Foundation offers training to doctors at no cost to the doctor. We provide room and board and training, and they can come in and learn how to do something worthwhile with their life by using fasting and diet to learn to help these kinds of patients get well.
Are you hoping that more doctors will start fasting centers?
Oh, yeah, we do expect to see more facilities opening. Right now, because fasting is not a third-party reimbursed procedure, it's not as lucrative as selling people pills and potions and stuff like that and doing procedures. So the economics don't favor healthful living yet. But hopefully, as more research is published and more people become interested in this, it'll be possible for more doctors to be able to, you know, spend their time actually helping people get well rather than providing them, you know, short-term treatment for what ails them.
Yeah, I just feel like it can be so exciting. And you're right, there's so many doctors that are burnt out. They've never really seen patients get well from chronic conditions. And when they start seeing these transformations, it can just be very gratifying as a career change for them to work on these types of ways of helping patients rather than the traditional medical route.
Well, we're definitely seeing a whole lot more medical doctors coming in as patients. They see a patient get well, and the next thing they know, they're booking a flight. Because, you know, seriously, you know, a lot of them are just amazed when they see what happens when you do this. It's a very simple procedure, but the outcomes speak for themselves. And again, if you look at our book and read the case reports as well as the studies, I think there's pretty compelling data there supporting it.
Well, before we get to the wrap-up questions, is there anything else you want to say about fasting or the book or any of these topics?
Well, you know, just health results from healthful living. If you want to be healthy, if you're real serious about it, look to diet, sleep, and exercise. Don't eat 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed at night so you get the benefit of time-restricted feeding, and then occasionally consider the option of medically supervised water-only fasting to see if it can accentuate your health and reduce some of the risk factors that will catch up with you later in life.
I love it. What do you wish more people knew?
Wish more people understood that health is a direct, you know, result of healthful living, and that it wasn't some random bit of chance, that, you know, you can do the things that cause health just like you can do the things that cause disease. So if you want to be healthy instead of sick, you have to do the things that promote health and stop doing the things that promote disease.
So simple. How do you define success in this lifetime?
Well, you know, for me, the success has been defined by that we're still doing what we're doing. When I started doing this in 1984, this was criminal quackery. I mean, it was pretty outrageous. And now we're cutting edge researchers. We're doing the same thing we've always done, but, you know, there's been some acceptance of it. And so the reason we write the books, we publish the papers, we go on podcasts, is to try to see this whole practice become more widely accepted. And I think that's starting to happen, and certainly feel it. You know, a high degree of satisfaction there.
Well, thank you for being bold and being willing to be the quack and, you know, the nutcase doctor when you started. I mean, that, I think that takes a lot of belief in the process and in what you're doing. And I'm glad that you've held out, because for sure we need this. We need this big time in our country. Okay, so here's another question for you. Is there a goal or a dream that has evaded you, or something that you have left on your bucket list that you'd be willing to share with us?
Yeah, I got involved in all this when I was about elementary school. My best friend, Doug Lyle, who happens to be our clinical psychologist, and I were both playing basketball, and he used to beat me. And I thought, well, you know, if I got healthier, maybe I could get an edge on him. And I adopted a plant-based diet and got involved in all this stuff, but it didn't work, because he adopted the same kind of diet and lifestyle. So here I am, 65 years old. He's still kicking my rear when we play basketball. And so my goal is to maybe be able to beat him sometime. So, you know, I keep working at it. He keeps beating me. But, you know, someday I'm hoping maybe he'll age out slightly faster or something. So once we get in our 70s or 80s, I'll finally be able to beat him.
Well, doesn't he eat in the same kitchen? I mean, you could start sabotaging him, maybe putting a little oil in his food or something.
Yeah, it keeps. That's one of the problems. Is he did adopt the same lifestyle. So.
Oh man! Well, good luck. I'm hoping one day you'll reach your goal. All right. What does it mean to be human?
Yeah. Well, I think being human, the thing that's unique about being human to me is we have the capacity to understand the difference between right and wrong. So we can make positive decisions or negative decisions. We have an extent of volitional consciousness that may be unique. And so I think exercising that and taking advantage of that so we can make as much as possible good decisions instead of poor decisions is probably a really exciting opportunity.
Yeah, I love that. That's beautiful. All right. Well, can you tell my listeners where they can find your health center, how they can get the book and all of those details?
Well, one thing we offer your viewers, which I think is unique, is a free phone conversation to determine whether this is even relevant to them and to point them in the right direction. So if they go to our website at truenorthhealth.com and complete what are called the registration forms, that will get me an access to their medical history. And then, like I say, we offer a no-cost phone conversation to kind of review that and point them in the right direction. We have live streaming. We have on our website, they can view our lectures that we do at our inpatient facility. We have a Roku channel with content. None of it's monetized. It's all freely available. And of course, most importantly, they can read our books, particularly our new book, Can Fasting Save Your Life? It's available everywhere, including on Amazon. If they have any questions, just give me a call.
Amazing. Dr. Alan Goldhammer, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all your experience and wisdom and everything that you've done. We really appreciate you. And I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
Thank you very much. My name is Dr. Alan Goldhammer, and I'm human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.